DW.
The prison gate creaks slowly open and Peter Oko hurries through. It's immediately locked behind him. Peter, a tall, charismatic man, has heard these sounds countless times. He was incarcerated for 18 years. Now, he comes here as a visitor, and he's greeted like a star.
He's a man.
Peter is famous in Kenya. He was the first prisoner to begin studying law while on death row and graduated from the University of London while still in prison. He had been convicted of murdering his wife and sentenced to death.
It was just torture. For the first 5 years, I mean, we're locked up 23 and a half hours a day. And when you're locked up for 23 hours and a half a day for a crime you've not committed, you can ask yourself very many questions. But I had my faith in God and I always knew that it will be over.
After 18 years in jail and a long legal battle, he was eventually pardoned and released. Peter is now launching a new lawsuit to redeem his name once and for all. He wants to prove he's innocent. That's his first mission. His second is to bring justice for other inmates. Today, he's come to Langata, a women's prison in Nairobi. Around 600 women are incarcerated here. Plain brick buildings house 24 bunk beds each. They're cramped and the mattresses worn. Plaster crumbles from the walls.
Very tidy, it's very clean, very neat.
That's Lynn Agonda. She's one of Peter's protégés. Peter is now an ambassador for African Prisons Project, the organisation that helped him through his studies in prison.
In the Kenyan judicial system, there are so many innocent people who are languishing in prison for offences they've not committed. There are also very many who are guilty. And they'll readily tell you that, come on, we did this, but we are sorry, we want to move on. People make mistakes, we believe in second chances, but I don't believe that someone who's not committed a crime, and I'm not talking about myself in this case, anybody for that matter, should go to prison just because a justice system does not work for justice.
The African Prison Project has classrooms in a brand new building on the prison premises.
These are command centres, so to speak. And we try to make it as user-friendly and as comfortable, just like any law office you'd find out there.
Lynn is one of 20 inmates who Peter and other teachers are training to become legal assistants. Some guards are even taking part in the training, so they too can advise prisoners who want to appeal their sentence.
This year I have around 7 success stories. The ones I've been handling, they went home recently, like 2 months back, they went home, so we're so happy.
The organisation's next project is to build a new law school and open an attorney's office outside the prison walls, which will be run by former inmates. Peter has found his calling, helping others escape the kind of miscarriage of justice he suffered.
I feel it's a passion. I work with the prisoners. I work with people out of prison. I think the biggest challenge we've had so far is that most inmates, other than coming from poor families, don't know their rights. And it's not only inmates, even many Kenyans don't know their rights.
And that's what Peter wants to change, with the same determination that saw him graduate while on death row. DW.